Well, hey, everyone. This is Portia Hudak Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and it is another terrific, thoughtful Tuesday, and I am just super excited for the opportunity to be in the land of the living for whatever opportunities, whatever obstacles, whatever mountains to climb, or just whatever. I'm just a very surreal person. Every morning I get up, and it's just a miracle. It's a gift of life, just understanding even the very essence of why we're here and our being and our meaning and purpose, and just making sure that we're on target for, you know, whatever it is we were sent here to do, and to understand that and just to connect with yourself, your inner self, not your external self. And I know we'll spend 3 hours in the morning getting our face together, getting our hair together, picking out our clothes, making sure our presentation is good. And for the fellas, they go through the extent of getting their cologne together and shaving their face and all that good stuff. And women, you know, we have our 15 steps. But what I'm excited about today is the idea or the concept of a story I read a little while ago about the two wolves that live inside of us at all times. And one of those wolves is the wolf that's like hot-tempered. And of course, you guys know I'm driving, so you'll hear my car in just a minute. But one of those wolves is hot-tempered, and it doesn't take a lot to just really get him messed up or just wanting to fight and going off. In fact, they usually say that this wolf is really unreasonable. So it's almost impossible to have a fluid or legitimate conversation with that person. But we also possess the other wolf. And the other wolf, you know, he's a wolf nonetheless, but he only fights when he has to, and he fights the right way with the right tools. He's not at any cost or any, you know, he'll handle it in a respectable manner. And so it was a little boy who asked his grandson this profound question. He says, well, you know, grandfather, well, which one of them wins? And the grandfather looked back at him and he said, you know, it's quite simple. It's the one that you feed. And that has just really worked me over for like the last 3 weeks, because it was paralleling the idea that there is always good and bad in every situation and in every person. And it's almost unfair to think that your life is so bad, because while you're experiencing a rough part in your life, there is somebody that is experiencing a miracle. There's someone that's leaving the hospital. There's someone who's recovered from something. You know, there's someone who just experienced getting married or giving birth or just some first great, you know, experience in their life, at the same time that you may be at the bottom of the mountain or at deep in the valley. But that doesn't negate the fact that, you know, while you're at the top of the mountain and you're doing extremely well and you've got the great job and the great promotion and everyone is looking at you and you're a leader and you have all these things going on, it still doesn't discount the fact that there's so many people out there that are suffering. There's so many homeless people sleeping underneath the bridge that don't have roofs over their heads. And so I wanted to share with you on this thoughtful Tuesday that the idea of understanding life as a whole and really connecting with the surrealness of your being, understanding that every day you get up is a new opportunity for you to live out your dream, or to live out the dash that we've all been given. We do know our beginning. We don't know our ending. All we have is right now. I'm Portia Chandler. I'm a serial storyteller, and I tell my story. Do you?